Now presenting Luckless, the audio-only video game Let's Play. I think I hit the record button. Oh, that's a great start. Yeah, I hit the record button.
Perfect start.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Luckless audio-only video game Let's Play, in which I, Blakey, the host of the audio-only video game Let's Play Luckless, eat McDonald's while my co-host does most of the work. Co-host and actually host of your channel, would you like to introduce yourself?
Yeah, welcome also to the Troidal Power Presents Power Playthroughs podcast of Troidal Power. I'm your host, Troidal Power, and this is a podcast where we play games in a powerful way. And we're also co-hosted by Blakey from the Luckless podcast. This is weird, and I love it. Also, I definitely don't have the game installed yet, but it's downloading now. Don't even worry about it. We're going to get there.
Dude, it's all good. And in this brief meantime, I can talk about how much I freaking love your podcast. So what Troidal does over here on his Troidal video game only, audio only Let's Play is on the Troidal Power Plays podcast with Turtles, the mainstay of his channel right now is the Animorph series, in which he tries to beat the first level of the Animorph Game Boy Color game. And apparently it's going really well for him. He just read the last book in the Animorph series again, and he thought it was a really good book with no sadness in it at all.
Yeah.
No sadness.
I'm still recovering from the lack of sadness in that book, because it's a wonderful young adult series with a happy ending where everything goes perfectly well.
Like, the amount of unsaltiness and, like, unsadness that any reader would ever feel from reading the end of it is just amazing, how unsad they are.
It's just so, like, fulfilling. Like, you read that book and you're just like, man, I'm good. Just, like, you know, with life. Just good. Now and forever.
You know, it's not
because
like
I've read this story.
It's not like one of the main characters, like three books in, suffers an incredibly traumatic experience that forever alters him as a character and the way he looks on life or anything like that. That'd be crazy.
No, they'd never include a horrible, life-changing experience that would cause like a 13-year-old to have post-traumatic stress disorder in a children's book for children. Mm-hmm. That'd be crazy. Who would do
and
that?
Like the 13-year-old being ripped in half by a shark, like, that's insanity. No one would ever include that in a children's book, right?
Right, clearly that would be in a book for adult grown-ups who have learned how to deal with these sorts of life experiences in their fiction, and not for young impressionable minds who have never come across something like that before.
Yeah, I mean, listen to this guy, he's so smart.
Thank you, I don't know how to take compliments, but thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Troidal also has a Twitch account. I'm completely overriding you. You should follow him on his Twitters and his Instagrams. I don't know if he has any. He has a MySpace page called Troidal Powers Podcast Presents Troidal Power Plays.
I should make that.
You should make that page. Now. It's required. And I should figure out how I can make friends with people and do stuff. How do I...
Like, in the video game?
Yeah.
Nah, it's not important. I was just gonna try and return compliment, and then you talk over me, because I like listening to your shit, too.
Okay, hit me.
You're one of the four audio-only Let's Play podcasts that I was listening to before I started mine, going, oh my gosh, these are so fun, so... yes.
Mm.
Come on, download.
By the way, if it isn't obvious, we both play audio-only video game Let's Plays. So, yeah.
Yeah, I apologize. I'm being really frustrated by myself for not having installed this game in advance, so I did a way worse job of shouting out your podcast than you did mine.
Don't even worry about it, man.
I apologize for that. My favorite episodes of yours were the, what was it, Tabletop Simulator?
Mm-hmm.
That was just, because it was just, What I love about audio-only Let's Play podcasts is that it's a ridiculous premise, and it doesn't make any sense, but also it's really fun. And I felt like the Tabletop Simulator is a really, like, perfect encapsulation of that.
I'm nodding. You can't see it, but I'm nodding right now.
I heard the nod.
There you
go.
It's
a very auditory nod.
All of our listeners could see me nodding.
Mm-hmm. They could feel it in their souls.
In their souls, yeah.
So it's 2 minutes. 2 minutes, and then video game can happen.
Got it. I'm getting set up right now, so when you load in, you can just, like, come find me real easy, like.
I was gonna ask, is because obviously you are a complete expert in this video game.
Yeah,
we're going to play. We haven't said what it is, but that's fine. They've got episode titles.
We should tell them what the game is until the very end, see if they can guess.
Okay, I'm for that. Except for the episode titles, but oh well. Will it be easy for me to find you, or is this like, yeah, just join the same Minecraft server and we'll team up and then you don't see each other for 12 days type of thing?
I'm pretty sure that it should be pretty easy for you to join me. You should just be able to do like new friends only room. Oh yeah, new friends only room, and then you
new
can
friends.
Yeah, I can give you my friend and you can be like, hi there friends, I'm here to play fishing with you.
Oh, you gave it away.
I mean, I'm here to play Overwatch.
Come on, George.
Overwatch. Yeah, wait, what was my name? I'm
George
Ziar.
Costanza.
Yeah, George Costanza. That's my name, guys. I knew what my name was. I was just making sure you remember, you know.
I totally remember your name.
What's your name? Sorry. How do you spell it? There we go.
Oh, Troidal Power. I'm Troidal Power, like, this is just about everywhere. TROYTLEPOWER. Like, Turtle Power, but with my name, and also not a space. So I guess it's not really that much like Turtle Power at all.
Got it. Well, it's very nice to meet you, Mr. Toll. Obviously, that's your name.
I get lots of interesting pronunciations. I think it's an easy name, but other people don't think so. Apparently.
Because there's like more than one syllable, and any word with more than one syllable is like, everyone's afraid of it.
I guess, yeah, considering my name is Troy, I went from that to, like, from one syllable to, what, five? Troy total power, four. I'm good at counting. It's one of my skills, I put it on my resumes. It's more than before. Without it.
I'm giving you a high five through the internet.
I have a friend who calls those Wi-Fives.
That's a good joke. I like that joke. Oh.
Hey, you know what?
What?
The game's preparing to launch.
Oh my goodness. You get to customize your own character.
That's probably the best part of most video games I play.
Nope, not
make for a good auditory experience.
Not this video game.
Does it have like a, like, what are we talking, like a Dark Souls level of character creator here, or
sure, let's go with let's go with throwing mud at the wall, and and like some of the mud goes on the wall in a certain appealing way, and you're like, wow, that's appealing mud right there.
Okay, that sounds perfect.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Fishing Planet, the ultimate fishing simulator, is not the game that's just loaded on my computer, but I assure you that a game did just load on my computer.
Mm-hmm. There's no way that we'd be playing space. Fishing Planet, a free game.
When going after smallmouth bass, the best bait is something that went away. Oh, I have to register. Join. I like that they went back to, like, Windows 98 to get an hourglass for the loading screen on this game.
It's very nice. It's very reminiscent. Oh, wow. I don't know what just happened, but my audio just, like, turned into amazing.
Okay, so we're going to be a man. We have five faces to choose from. Oh, they kind of all look like watered-down mugshots. There's five skin tones to choose from as well, and then eye color, because I can see my eyes very well.
Mm-hmm.
We've got three hairstyles and pants. Like, is it asking me to choose my pants?
Yeah,
but not my shirt.
Mm-mm. You don't get to choose your shirt, just your pants.
Just your pants. Okay.
Yeah, why would you want to choose your shirt? That's weird.
And the game is now loading.
Oh. I might have just caught something.
Oh yeah? What'd you catch?
I caught weed.
More weed, huh? You guys were catching a lot of weed on your previous episode.
Oh, you listened to that, did you?
Yeah, I listened to it on my drive here, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
On the drive to the recording studio today, I listened to it.
That's the one with Mark, right?
With Mark with a C.
Yeah, Mark with a C. We had a very family-friendly rap at the end.
Yeah, that took a turn. All right, I've got some buttons on my screen. Escape is the map button. Tilde is the HUD. What are these controls trying to tell me? Okay, 1 through 7 is choose rod. B is line break. Or maybe map.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it, because it's super self-explanatory, and when you get in, I can explain everything.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot that I'm meeting up with a master fisherman who's going to teach me everything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
A perfect shoreline. I'm at a beautiful forest, and there's a lake or a stream in front of me, and my hand just appeared. It wants me to make my first cast. So, I just kind of flicked my line out, and it's sitting there now. Oh, wrong spot. Reel in. Hold left mouse button. Okay, well, reel it back in.
Do you know what helps? Try right-clicking.
Right-clicking does nothing for me right now.
Right-clicking does nothing.
I think because I'm still in tutorial phase.
Okay.
So, aim at the ring. Do I have to, like, flick my camera as I go? Whoa.
You shouldn't Maybe? Have to. You should just be able to like point it in the general direction and hit the button.
Okay. You know, I'm pretty much a Call of Duty Halo championship player, so it's the lack of the reticle in this first-person fishing shooting game that's really throwing me off here.
Yeah, don't worry. The combat's really easy once you get a hang of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely just threw the line out again. Is there sound in this game?
Yes. There's like
rain. Oh, I hear some birds. They're very quiet.
Yeah, that might be from mine though. I don't really know.
I just paused it. Let's see. Audio. Sound volume. Yeah, let's crank that up. And also environment volume, just all the way up. Apply. Got some nice like menu music. I heard that listening to your stream. Okay. Are you sure you want to quit the game? Heck no. Okay. So I'm still on aim at a circle, but there's no circle, and my fishing line is just flying around very crazy and spastic like.
Are you moving your mouse at all?
No, it's just, you know, I'm actually, the way I'm recording this is through the same software I use to stream, so I'm actually recording the footage, so I'll show you later what it's doing, because it's just having a ball right now.
Hold on. Since currently I'm just waiting for you, I can just go and share screens. You can go on Discord and share your screen.
I wasn't actually streaming. I guess I could be. No, that's too many elements. Okay, wait, a circle just appeared. Aim at the ring. Click left mouse button.
Quick, do it.
I don't know if I got there. I feel like I'm not getting enough distance. Oh, wait for a fish to bite. This might take a while. Okay.
Yo,
and
what's
if up? I can like swing my camera around, it looks like to tug on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And okay.
It'll give you prompts, I think.
Okay. I'm just waiting for a fish to bite. Looks like I've got bread on my hook right now. Oh, strike! Click the right mouse button. Reel in to land the fish. Hold left mouse button. So what's the click the right button do?
Hey! That like pulls it.
I caught a bluegill, and I can only click the release button. It says, good catch, let it go if you like, but then only the release button was available. Make a few casts and catch some fish. Okay, well. So what's happening? This is weird. My, like, line looks like it's, like, stuck in the mud right in front of me. And that's what's making it. I don't know what it's doing. It is just, it is spastic, but we'll cast it, because apparently that only happens while I'm waiting to cast. So I've got a fishing line out now, and it's just sitting there. I probably should have done the tutorial before this call, huh?
Oh, it's fine. I mean, I'll be honest, I still don't really know how to play. I just kind of throw my rod out there and hope for the best. Sometimes it works, you know?
I just caught a golden shiner at 7.476 inches, and I am releasing it! Keep fishing, try to catch another fish.
Do it, catch another fish, I believe in you. That's weird. Oh. Ooh, fishy, fishy, fishy. Ooh, I just caught a spotted bass, 1.1, about 1 pound and 12 inches.
That's 12 inches, that's good, I think.
I think it's good.
Oh. What happened? Oh, I had a fish, and then suddenly I didn't have a fish.
Mm-hmm. It got away.
Is that something fishes do?
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
They're mean.
Well, at least there's lots of them in the river. Strike. Click right mouse button. Do you have to just click it until it says reel in?
I find that helps to tap it sometimes, and it's honestly, you see that bar on the side that like has a meter that goes up and down? That shows like how good you're doing it, and you want to try and keep it in the green, I think.
Okay, I'm just gonna grab some worms real quick and put them on top of my bread in order to replace the bait that I'm using. And then it's gonna send me to the shop, tools and equipment. So I went fishing without a net? I am a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it's sending me out into the real proper game now.
Okay.
Standing on a pier. Maybe I have to catch one more fish as a tutorial thing, because I'm still getting instructions on the top.
Yeah, you probably do then.
Turn left. Cast your bait near the lily pads. Woo!
Man, I really hope that I'm recording your audio right now, because if I'm not, this is going to be a really awkward podcast, just my voice.
That would be a little weird.
I'm sure it'd be alright. Just a one-sided conversation for an hour. Or however.
Increase the line leader to 19. Use O button.
Oh yeah, I forgot you can do that.
How do you make it go back up again, though? Because I definitely decreased it to 18, but I guess
it's
that's
O
fine.
And P.
I got a fish.
Oh?
Maybe not. My lure was wiggling. Wouldn't that mean there's a fish on it?
Not necessarily. You should get prompts with yours.
Okay. I got overexcited when I saw it wiggle.
How dare you? That's illegal.
Okay, it's just sitting there. Lure's out. We're in like a little bit more of a swampy waterway, I'd say, this time. There's a lot of lily pads, and the trees are very close into the banks.
Oh, yeah, aim for the lily pads. Because the lily pads, like, fish like to hang out in the lily pads.
Okay, there's definitely a fish on the line, but I'm not getting prompts, because my lure is just swimming all over the place. Shall I right-click? No. Nope.
Yeah.
It stopped moving. I'm waiting for that prompt. I just heard a fly around. Wearing headphones, so it was weird because it actually used stereo quite effectively and it sounded like it flew over my left ear.
It's a very accurate game. Unfortunately. Sometimes you actually get sprayed with water when your fish comes out. Like your screen becomes wet. Oh, by the way, to any listeners that have made it this far, we're playing a fishing simulator. Or is it fishing simulator?
World Fishing Simulator? Fishing World?
Fishing World. Fishy World. Yep.
Something dragged my lure all over this pond, and yet it never told me to catch a fish.
So the prompts? Like, are you talking about the prompt that popped up in the middle and was like, catch the fish now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so those aren't actually there anymore. Now you just have to look at the side and there should be a little thing in your upper left-hand corner that's like a little bobber.
Yes, got it.
And when
it switched from wait to strike.
And when you hit strike, you right-click, and then you should usually get a fish on, and then you just, like, you do You bring it in.
I caught a trophy white crappie.
That's a good fish, I think.
Why is this fish called a crappie? And why am I keeping the crappie?
Because you don't think it's crappy. You think it has plenty of self-worth.
Open the lake map to continue adventure. You can leave lake now. Okay, I need to go turn this music off. It's too much. I can't handle the music every time I go there. Oh no, it says traveling. It didn't let me go to the menu. So the problem is I turned the sound up.
Yeah.
Which turned the music that plays on the menu screen way up as well.
Oh no. Ooh.
And so it's very bad. Oh. Okay, the music is now turned off. But I'm gonna turn the ambient noise up even more because I like the like fly sounds and stuff.
That's a good.
Okay. So I'm now on the map. I think we can be friends now?
Yes. Okay. Let me can't open menu when Rod is out. Okay.
Just I can chat with you within the game. Oh, no, I can't. Chat is unavailable here. I have to be in a waterway in order to chat.
Okay, what is your username?
I have an invite friend button, though. I could probably click that, huh?
Yeah, wait, what's your username?
Troidlepower, I think?
Troidlepower.
I already see you as a friend.
Do you?
Yeah.
What? I don't see you as a friend. Can you join me?
I have chat, send gift, unfriend, and invite friend, so I hit that.
I haven't gotten the invitation yet. This music is so loud, oh my goodness.
Right? That's what I was talking about.
I might turn it down.
It's the same as your Twitter name, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're totally on this list. So are my friends Mr. Scoot and MC. They're both on here too. Presumably, these are the four people on my Steam friends list who play World Fishing Simulator fishing game.
Wait, where'd you find that?
So if you go to the pause and then look up in the top right, there's the gear and then a question mark that's a fishing hook, which is very good. And then there's two people, and the two people are friends. And so you click on the picture of the two friends, and then it should show your friends.
My friends are Fireflames 1232 and Dragon Rider 3000. Troidal.
Why is this a one-sided friendship situation?
I don't know. Make sure that you sent me a friend request. How do I
Oh wait, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
Friends.
Have I gotten an invitation anywhere?
Invite to join your group. I just invited you through Steam. Nope, I can't invite you through Steam. That only works for certain games.
Maybe. Okay. Let me travel to a lake. You have the first lake, right? The Lone Star Lake?
Let's see. Yes, that's the only one I show unlocked.
Okay, if I do new friends only room, do you see me? Like, is there, like, a join friend room?
No, I still just have chat, send gift, unfriend, or invite friend.
Maybe do chat.
I can't do that unless I enter a waterway. Did you try typing in Troidal Power in that search box?
Was it TROYTLE_?
No underscore, just straight Troidal Power.
POWER, enter. Oh, request friendship. My request has been sent. Been playing since today.
Steam, why did you let us have like a weird one-sided friendship situation?
I don't know. What just happened?
I have no idea how or why that happened.
Did you get my friend request now?
No?
Oh, what?
I don't know. I mean,
are you fishing?
I'm gonna go to the lake and see if it does anything differently. Weird.
When the multiplayer fishing game only works with randos and not your friends.
Rooms. Join friends room.
Oh, do it.
I had to go to the lake first, and then that showed up as an option.
Troto Power 2 joined.
Two? Oh, because I'm level 2.
Yeah. Okay, so there's...
I thought I was a clone.
There should be this big screw... Oh, hello there.
Hi, I see you.
Wait, let me see your eyes.
What color are they? Can you tell? Oh, wait. Definitely clipped into your body. Sorry. Oh, I hate it when that happens. Your eyes. Wait, no, you're turning around.
I'm trying to see into your eyes.
Your eyes are blue.
And your eyes are... I want to say blue.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh,
you just clipped into me again.
And you're wearing this nice plaid shirt with these orange, green rubber boots and nice blue jeans, and your hair is...
Uh-huh.
It's like a comb over, I guess.
I like your blue jeans. You did a good job picking out blue jeans.
Oh, thank you. Let me just look at my legs. Oh.
Nope, they're not there.
No,
definitely not.
So I should really describe our setting right now.
Yeah.
So it's Halloween, so there's a couple jack-o'-lanterns around.
I hadn't seen those when you said that, and so I thought you were just making stuff up, and I was like, oh, I'm so excited to see where this goes, and then I saw jack-o'-lanterns. Sorry to interrupt, please continue.
There's like a driveway for cars, but there's no car in there, and there's a house, but there's no furniture, but the windows are like all glossy, I guess. There's like a bunch of big trees, and it's all really foggy out. Huh?
I have to confess to a fishing crime. I definitely just took some lures out of the jack-o'-lanterns, and it turned out the jack-o'-lanterns lights.
I just got frogs out of them. What?
I don't
There's frogs in the jack-o'-lanterns. I'm learning new things.
I got a roach spoon.
I got a roach spoon. Oh, that's pretty good. If you hit shift, you can run. There's a butterfly.
Oh, I see that.
Gimme.
I'm chasing you down towards the water. Oh, this is the little bridge I was on before.
Yeah.
Oh, and it just auto-equips your fishing line, huh?
Yep. Look at how long it is. Oh,
where's yours? Oh, there it is.
Yeah, mine's much smaller. It's not about size, you know.
No, it's about how many hours you've spent mastering it.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, can I fish in this little thing right here?
Dang it. I definitely just cast my line at your face, and it, it was not as effective. Oh, what is that? How are you holding it overhand style?
Because I have a cool fishing rod.
Dang, all I can do is this weird little flick with my fishing rod. Okay, you've cast it out. I'm going to cast it out roughly the same direction, because that's how fishing works, I think, is you just want your lures to be as close to each other as possible.
I'm pretty sure that's how fishing works, yeah. Mm-hmm. So all my things that I'm using to fish are, like, really bad for this environment, because they're all for, like, rivers,
and we're on like a weird swampy lake.
We're on weird swampy lake, yeah.
So, I see a fish splashing over there. Did you see that? Oh, there's another one.
I did.
Or is that?
You can actually, if you try jumping into the water and chasing them. I'm joking.
Oh, strike! It said strike.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize.
Did you get it?
I'm getting a fish. I'm getting a fish.
Oh, get it!
I got a blacktail shiner.
Nice.
It's 6.8 inches long and 2.92 pounds. It's worth $19.
Oh, I think I got one. I think I got one.
Ooh. Oh, I'm watching you. I'm watching to see it come in.
Ooh. Ooh, baby.
There it is. What'd you get?
A 1-pound spotted bass.
He's like yellow.
He is
like gold.
Yellow.
He's gold.
That was a beautiful colored fish. I think we should go, you want to see something scary?
Sure.
Let me show you something scary. Okay.
Where did you go?
Oh, spooky. It's a spider. Look out.
You just appeared for a while. Oh my gosh, you got a little spider on your lure.
It's for Halloween. I spent some of the gold that the game gives you on a spider.
That's fantastic. How do you hold your rod out like that?
So what I have is a spinner rod. You get it when you're a higher level.
Oh.
Yeah. You have to buy it with, like, in-game money. Which, by the way, our original plans for this game was to, like, sit in a boat and fish. But boats? Kayaks? are unlocked, and they're only one person, and they're unlocked at like level 15, and it's been 3 days of grinding for me, and I'm only level 7, so like, goes to show how hard it is. Ooh, I might have one.
Get it.
Oh, ooh. Come on.
I wish I could not have my rod out because it's really just taking up my whole screen.
Ooh, a channel
look,
catfish.
Look, you got a fish.
Look at this thing. Dang, it's a big fish. Oh, it splashed me with water. That's nasty. I'm keeping
get
it.
Get out of here, fish. Okay, I'm going to go over to the bank here.
So is there like a big chat box in your lower left-hand corner?
There is a big chat box in my lower left-hand corner.
If you hit control, your mouse will appear.
Ah.
And you can go over to the little gear sign and whack it and hit minimize.
Get out of here, chat box.
And it's so small.
There's not a way to like put your rod away, is there?
R maybe? No, that only works in a kayak. If you walk away from the water.
Okay, that's the only way.
Okay. Worms. You searched well, but found no worms in the compost pile this time.
That's a compost pile. I thought it was a pile of worms, and I was like, that is terrifying. This game just got, like, super scary.
So there's a pile of leaves of compost about, like, the size of three medium dogs, and, yeah, it's a little spooky. Hey, we should go exploring. Come on.
I tried to jump in the pile of worms or compost.
How'd it go?
Well, there's no jump button, so
oh, that's
that
true.
Kind of limited my potential.
Look at how far we can go.
Okay, we're traveling north along the,
oh,
the
yeah.
water.
I forgot we have listeners. Listeners, we're still playing the game.
I like that it's got like a like PUBG style compass across the top.
Yeah.
For like, because it's real important to know which way you're going. Ooh, another jack-o'-lantern. I got some. It says sour bread. This moldy ass bread is what I just got out of that jack-o'-lantern.
That's also what I got.
It's very bad.
Very moldy. Come on, let's race. I'll race you. You see this grass on the ground right here?
Oh, I thought we were racing. We've got a starting point.
Well, we'll start here and we'll run to the end of the bridge.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready.
Okay, racers. You see the 529 or 530? When it goes to 531, we'll start.
Mine definitely says 528.
We'll start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go! Aha! I gotcha!
What? I'm ahead of you! Oh, I can't turn around to look because there's no strafing this game. You just clipped through me, but I clipped back through you. I think I'm in the lead now, but maybe I'm not. There's your shoulder. There's your face. I was inside of it. Now I'm gone. Now I'm behind you again. How are you speeding up?
I was wiggling my mouse.
Where are we racing to?
I was racing to here. Oh, wait. Oh. If we're racing farther, then you beat me.
Well, that's usually how... Oh, I've walked out of the map.
Oh, no.
And it's taken me to a menu screen where I can choose one of three places on this map to go.
I'm gonna...
is not where I am now.
I'm going to go to a different place. I'm going to go to the one on the bottom.
I mean, I think it's just where we were.
Oh, yeah,
I think we've pretty much seen this whole environment.
Oh, that's kind of lame.
Oh, okay, I'm going to go back to that bridge, the tutorial bridge, as I like to call it.
I'm hiding. Let's see if you can find me now.
Oh, okay.
Dude, we can
play
hide and seek.
This will be really difficult, except for the tag that shows up above your head.
Oh, is there a tag that shows up above my head?
Yeah, but I don't see it right now, so maybe it will be kind of difficult.
Yeah, see? Ooh, spooky. Okay.
I'm wandering along a trail. There's a lot of bushes. Really tall bushes. Like
the bushes are surprisingly
like potentially
tall.
Small trees.
They could be small trees. I'm pretty sure they're bushes, though. How long have I been recording for?
I might have gone the wrong way.
I've been recording for 34 minutes. We've been playing this game for 34 minutes. I did not expect that.
A good 8 minutes of that was me trying to get my computer to work.
That is a fair point. Ooh, I still have french fries I can be eating.
I have water. Gamer juice.
Gamer juice, my dude. Man, I sure played a good prank on Mark. If you don't know who Mark is and why are you listening to this episode, go back.
I see you now. I see your gamer tag in your head. No, you don't. It says Lead Cool Gamer 420, and I see it, and I'm going to come get you.
No, I'm running. You can't see me because I don't see you.
Oh, dang it. You're running the same direction as me, and as previously established, we pretty much run at the same speed. This is going to be the worst game of tag ever.
But I can run faster. If I tag you, does that mean I win? Oh! Ooh, that's you!
Ooh. Gotcha!
Oh, no.
I think I gotcha.
Not yet.
Well, there's no karate chop button in this game, so...
Fish! Oh.
Here, hang on.
I was hoping I could throw my fishing at you. Yeah. Eh. Oh, I caught you.
Unsuccessful cast. Time
to
hit ground.
Oh, no.
I think I got you that time.
We're just waving our rods at each other, just doing bro things, you know?
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to catch a fish.
Okay, I believe in you. I'll watch. I'll supervise.
Okay, so I've cast out my rod.
Yeah.
Now I do the important part of fishing, which from my understanding is nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a good time to take a nice slug of gamer juice.
Good call.
So
it doesn't even say wait for me. Is that because there's no fish near? Does wait only come up when it's like almost hooking time?
If they're like nibbling.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well?
No? Okay, try facing 90 degrees.
Oh, it says wait.
Oh, don't touch anything.
I see it wobbling. Mm-hmm. My bobber is wobbling around. I also just punched my microphone, so it was wobbling around. That was probably really pleasant to hear.
Let me help you out by standing right in front of you.
Perfect, that's fantastic. I can use your shoulder to rest my rod on. Oh, you just disappeared. That was unsettling. Still says wait. Oh, it says strike. Okay. Strike.
You get it?
Yes. Okay. Oh. No, maybe?
Nice. I got a crappie.
It's another crappie. Sweet. It's 9.261 inches. It just flicked water all over my screen. It's only 0.398 pounds, but it is worth $18. I will be keeping it. Thank you.
Wonderful. I'm so proud of you.
I'm really proud of me too. Also, I definitely just saw something moving in the distance. Oh, it was a tree falling, or a leaf falling off a tree.
A leaf?
Was really creepy. Like, I'm like, there's no one else here. What did I see moving?
So you know how we're friends right now? Mm-hmm. When I go to my friends list, you're still not on there.
The game doesn't know we're friends, but
the
we
game
know.
Doesn't know we're friends. You think I can catch a big fish?
Yeah, I want to see you catch one.
Okay, let's see if I can catch one, huh?
Let me just hit the crouch button. Nope. Let me hit the jump button. Nope. Let me hit the switch to assault rifle button. Nope.
I don't know why I'm... Oh, okay. It. Okay. I got this. So right now I'm slowly pulling on my thing and I'm doing a straight a stop and go.
Okay.
Doing my best to catch a fish, luring it. I'm going to try something, I call it the 90 degree catch. So that's where I face 90 degrees and I do my stop and go. And it's not working. What's going on? I'm really confused by what's going on right now, I'll be perfectly honest. I don't know where my fishing lure. Oh, it's already out there again. I'm scared. I didn't cast it out, it just disappeared.
That's weird. I saw you cast it out, but I don't see it in the water. Maybe I can't see it, though. Oh, there it is. I think you've got it back now? Yeah?
Oh, I think it might be lacking a little, you know?
Possible. This is a free-to-play, real-world fishing simulator, so...
Yeah. Hmm. I can't imagine it has fantastic optimization. That is true.
Okay, I see your little Spidey.
Let me try changing what I am using.
Did you know that when you go into the menu, you just turn invisible?
Invisibility.
Ooh. Hey, can I tell you some fishing jokes while you fish?
Yeah, you sure. Hit me with them.
All right.
Oh, come on. Don't climb up now.
What kind of music should you listen to while you're trying to catch the fishies?
I don't know, Toto. What kind of music should I listen to while I'm trying to catch the fishies?
While you're trying to catch the fishies, you should listen to something catchy.
Ah, that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I like that. That was good. Oh no. Oh, come on. Come on, baby.
That one is by Max K. from Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. You caught a fish!
Look at how big this fish is! Check it out!
It looks real good.
Oh man, it's gonna be tasty. Where'd you go?
You keep disappearing. Oh. I think I was stepping into you.
No, apologies. Come here, I'll whack you with my rod.
Don't hit me with your spidey rod.
It's not a spidey rod anymore. Look at the lure.
Oh, what'd you change it to? Let me get over there. It's like a silver thingy.
It's
a red thing and then a hook.
Yeah, apparently it's called a casting spoon.
Oh, I got one of those. Because I got the roach spoon.
Nice. The roach spoon is 3 premium currency in the shop, and you get 5 of them for it.
But I can't equip it, apparently?
No, because you're not good enough yet.
Oh.
You have a telescopic rod. And you need a spinning rod.
You can't really see what the bait on the fishing line is, can you?
Upper right hand corner, yeah.
But like, you can't see what bait I have on mine.
You said you have worms on, right?
I did. Now I have moldy bread.
Oh, how's that working out for you?
I don't know. I just cast it out. We're gonna find out. All right, our moldy bread bait is sitting out there. I've already got a weight on the screen. My bopper is a bipping and a moving around, and we're still waiting now. Oh, there goes strike.
Oh, strike. Yeah. Heck yeah.
So, and then tug it in.
Oh.
And then,
oh.
It's a golden shiner. It's worth $22. 7.87 inches.
Ooh.
4.478 pounds.
It's beautiful.
It's such a good fishy boy.
Are you going to put it in your net?
I'm going to press the P button. I can take a picture of myself. There's a photo mode.
Hold on, wait. Let me see if I can get in your picture.
You don't exist in this picture world.
Hmm?
You don't exist. You're not here.
Hmm. That's not very funny.
Also, I definitely don't look like the character that I made.
That's honestly surprising. I thought these were supposed to be photorealistic pictures. And to hear that, it's not disappointing.
Okay, I'm gonna take a picture here. And then, we'll have a sweet, sweet picture. Good fishing boy. Do you think I can trick the iPhone's camera into doing portrait mode on my good fishing boy?
Yes. Were you able to?
I don't think so, because I think it actually like looks at real depth in order to do portrait mode. Okay. Keep the fish. How's your fishing going?
It's going great. I haven't caught anything, but I'm gonna try it one more time. I was looking at my bait, seeing if I have any others, but I mean, none of them are
too great. What are you using for your bait right now?
I'm using a silver casting. Wait, I can use my old trusty reliable bait.
Yeah, reel that back in and put the good bait on there.
Yeah. Look at how fast it's coming in. Look at my hand go, reeling in.
I can see your hand is just spinning, and the rest of your body is just doing the same sway it's been doing this whole time, and it's really weird for one hand to be spinning so vigorously while the rest of the body doesn't move.
Oh, yeah. Terminal tackle weight is optimal. Oh, that was a bad cast. Okay, ready for this? Boop.
There it goes.
Oh, no, no. Okay, whatever. I'm just going to do it normally. Oh, that was a good cast. 120 feet on that one.
That's pretty far.
That's smaller in metric, I think.
That's like that's one like, third of a football field.
That's like 2 meters in metric, I think.
Yeah,
that's how
metric. Unless it's Australian metric.
Oh, unless it's Australian
metric.
Like no!
What happened?
Oh, read the chat.
Your fishing rod disappeared.
Read
the chat.
Lower right hand, lower left hand corner.
Vivid Humor broke the line.
My line broke. One of my green spoons is gone.
It just got lost in the water?
Yeah. I was tugging too vigorously because I was getting impatient.
That's so cruel.
I know, right? I didn't want to lose a fish and I was like, oh, I better tug on it really hard. And it was like, nope, lose the line.
So is that on the meter on the right or on the striking part?
That's still on the right. If it goes red, which it shouldn't, but if it does go red, that means that, Oh, this is a good one.
I see it flopping around.
Oh.
You got your 90 degrees thing going on. You're definitely not even looking anywhere near the fish. Got it.
Whoa!
1.3-pound spotted bass?
Look at that! That's almost 2 pounds of fish. $141 for this fish!
Did you say $121?
$141.
That's even more. That's a lot of dollars.
That's like more than $1.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, my humor is bad. More.
That's fantastic. Good job.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Hmm. Do you want me to do something dumb?
Sure. Let's do something dumb to wrap this up.
Okay. I'll be right back. You shouldn't be kicked out.
Okay,
I honestly don't
start.
Know what just happened. I just left, so.
Uh-huh. It says Vivid Humor left. I'm all alone. Oh, I'm so scared.
It's okay. You have a fishing rod and plenty of fish.
That's true.
Okay, let me
don't know how to clean them or cook them or eat them, but I've got the fish.
That's right, you sure do. I have these fishing baits called blade spinners. And they're too heavy for my fishing rod.
Cool.
They can break my rod on cast.
Wow.
Do you know what that means?
What does that mean?
It means I can fling blades around.
I guess, yeah, if it breaks, then it just goes flying through the air.
Oh, wait, what the heck? I can't join you.
Oh, no, why not?
It says I don't have friends. If I just
wait, maybe I can invite you properly now since I'm in a room. Invite friend.
Were you able to?
I pushed the button. Did it do anything?
I didn't get a message or anything. I still don't even have you as my friend.
Oops. I just clicked go fishing, and I'm not sure what I did.
Power.
I've reloaded the thing. I'm in with randos!
Oh, wait. It still doesn't say that you've accepted my request to add friend.
Is it... Do you think... Did it send a Steam request? We're already friends on Steam, right?
No, in the game.
I don't know where I get that request in the game.
It should be in the two per people.
But in my game, it shows we're already friends there because of Steam. I'm afraid if I unfriend you, I'll never find you again.
Oh no. What a good way to end the episode, isn't it, man?
It says we're friends already. I'm looking at a screen that says you are friends. Look, I can see your gear and everything.
Can you join me?
Me was looking at your gear. Go back to the map. Rooms. Leave. Yes. Okay. Today's results: 17 experience points and $59. And now it says I'm traveling, and then I'm going to go back.
Oh no.
Travel. Wait, do you have to pay to travel? I just noticed that.
You shouldn't have to pay that much anyways.
Join friends room. Yeah.
Oh, my rod's just like completely broken now. Aww. That sucks.
Okay, I'm here.
Are you actually here? Can you look at the chat?
Yep, it says you broke your rod.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna do with you, but it didn't work out.
Your hand is behind you. Oh, it's terrifying. Stop moving. Hang on. Oh, no. Oh, no. Turn around. Your hand is just pointed towards the water, no matter where you turn. Wait, come here. I need to get a picture of your arm, your creepy, broken arm.
You need to send that to me. It can be your screenshot for the episode.
Okay, you need to look towards the house.
I'm just modeling right here. What does my character look like again? Sorry.
You're like a lady with a...
Wait, I'm like a woman?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, I got such a good picture. It looks like we're playing... Wait, don't move. I have the chat window up still. I need to get rid of that.
Okay.
Make the window better. There's probably, you know, I could probably just like do print screen or whatever through Windows, but for some reason it seems more appropriate to take this as a picture on my phone, so.
Yeah. This isn't a quality, like... No. When you're filming with Blakey from the Luckless Podcast, you aren't filming quality. You're filming something to fill your hours. This is just to make the people happy, you know? Oh, people, you didn't hear that.
I'm so happy about your creepy broken arm. Let me get a picture from another angle of how awful it is.
Okay. You look remarkably normal. I'll take a screenshot for that.
Perfect, because then I can have a screenshot of me, and you can have a screenshot of you.
Side by side. Is there like a camera mode? No.
Only when you catch a fish. Oh, you just turned. Oh, it's the worst. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna leave the game, and then I'm gonna do my exit outro, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Farewell. Until, like...
Bye!
We're still here, but, like, farewell from the game.
Yep, oh. You left.
Okay, tell me when you exit the game.
I don't quite know how... There we go. Quick game, yes.
Oh, wow. I didn't expect to see you here, Troidal, from the Troidal Power Podcast. You know, I just spent like 53 minutes recording this super cool episode with this guy, and I'm gonna upload it in like 10 minutes.
Dang.
Yeah, I don't.
Get to it.
Yeah. Oh, big shout out to my friend Olivia, who I abandoned in order to record this podcast.
Oh no!
Yeah, big shout out to her. Thanks, Olivia. Wait, I wasn't supposed to say her last name. I'll probably edit it out. Yeah.
Oh, I'll bump it out on mine too.
Yeah, it'll just be Olivia, and then they'll be like, editor's note, no.
That's perfect. That's exactly what it'll be.
Yep, editor's note, no. Okay. Wait, okay. Hold on. Give me, like, a hot second. I need to go get something to exit us out on. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay. While he's gone, I'll fill the time with some more wonderful fishing jokes. Let's see. So Superboy says, why did Batman and Robin quit going fishing together? And then Superman says...
I'm here
says,
to ruin the punchline because I'm already back. Hey, Troido, what's a song from your childhood that you remember?
Definitely Aqua's Barbie Girl. I mean, I've just got such fond memories of that song because it was a
Well, everyone, this has been the luckless Turtle Power Pods. You know, you're saying the Troidal and the luckless Blakey and Troidal. we're gonna leave on this highly positive note. Troidal, best in luck for your new episodes, and what do you plan on next reading now that you're done with the Animorphs series?
Oh, snap. I was just thinking like something lighthearted like Dante's Inferno, maybe.
Have you tried reading the Duke of Monte Cristo? hold on, I gotta hit a hit off my my jewel. Okay.
Oh man.
So this has been a podcast which you, the listener, have wasted an hour of your life listening to. Hopefully you're laughing right now, because if you're not, you can send us an angry Twitter. If you've reached the end, please mention me on Twitter with the words French fry trick or treat. And Chortle, do you have anything that you'd like to be mentioned at you?
Definitely snack bar Wetzels.
Snack bar Wetzels. You heard it here first, folks. My Twitter, if you want to get in contact with me, my Twitter is at... what is my Twitter handle? I don't know what my Twitter handle is. It's at vivid_humor with the 3, no E, and spelled HUMO3R. That's right, that's at vivid_humor with a 3. That's a 3. And go check out the... which one do you want?
Well, definitely, you know, I feel like it's important to have a Twitter handle that's easy to get to. So mine is at TPPTPPTPWTP, just to make it nice and easy to find.
But remember, there's an undercase W. Which W is that?
This is the W. There's only one W.
That's
there's
right.
A lot of T's and P's, but there's only one W.
It's at TPPTPPTPWTP with an undercase W. Okay. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to us. It's been a lovely time. Do you have any extra outro traditions that you do?
No.
Okay, no. That's good, because I have one, and it's just kind of just like ending really abruptly.
It's going to take an infinite amount of time. Hey, computer, do you think Steam's already open? No, that's not it.
I feel like now's a good time to tell you that I've started recording, and this is definitely going at the end of the podcast.
that's fantastic.
You're welcome. Or this might just be tacked on the beginning, because if you've listened to any episode of Luckless, you know that the editing quality is up there.
Well, this is perhaps a good time for me to tell you the exact same thing.
Oh. What? Oh, no.
Except for I'm worried I'm actually going to need to restart my computer, because Steam is, like, just 100% not opening.
It's all good. Apparently, I ordered food, like, an hour ago, and it's just coming up to me now. So, like...
Okay. Give me, like, 4 minutes. I'm going to restart my computer and get Steam up.
It's all good.
Let's teach your food.
Oh.
Okay. Shoot, I didn't know that it's been recording for the past, like, minute or so. Oh no. I'm just gonna stop it and none of that's gonna go in. Yeah, okay, good. That sounds pretty good.